to some business till the program is all over. Then you come back. They was aiming to get back. They wouldn't even come back.
But y'all have done right good on that dinner.
We do pretty good on them.
Sell all you fix.
Sometimes we have a little left over.
But now, Doris does the main cooking, doesn't she?
Yes.
And the pies, Jake grows the potatoes, and he gives that, so y'all don't have to pay for that. And then he comes along.
He bring them on Friday evening, but he'll come just like they had the dinner Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, now he'll come one day this week before Friday and check. So if she need any, well, he'll have them in the morning or this evening.
Yeah. I see.
And then if you get pies, you have to buy it.
That's right. You have to buy.
And where do they have that? Down to church. So you can go by the church. Oh, they've got that nice little kitchen there, haven't they? Dining room.
Yeah. We don't have a kitchen.
No, not down at your church.
No.
They buy it, come to, and get it from Doris's?
They take them to church.
To the church.
Take them to the church.
Well, see if it look like it's going to rain. Well, then they set the table inside the church.
I see.
To the church. Go inside the church.
Well, if you wanted a pie, you wouldn't have to go to the church. You could just get it from Doris.
Just tell them to leave it there.
Yeah. And that's about every week?
Every week. Well, they claim to have enough money to buy the material what it takes to put the top on. They got enough money to get the top, but we're working for labor, trying to raise money to pay the carpenters for putting it on. We don't have that.
And the women have to do it most often.
Yeah, oh, yes. Women got to do it. Men ain't got time this month. TC's all we have to depend on. They fix the dinner. TC, he go around Friday and see who wants a dinner. Or how many dinners do they want. So Saturday 11:30, he starts delivering the dinners. They have to have them 11:30. So he can get them and take them to whoever orders it, you see.
You mean they'd even deliver them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They would deliver them.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either. I thought you had to go pick them up.
No. If somebody want one, well then, TC, he picks him. Tom.
Well, what do you know? Ain't that nice? Miss Daisy, you all don't, with the children all gone from down there.
You know what that was then?
You don't see people like you did. Burnett don't stop. He just sail on by every time.
David come home for supper. Yes, did he? He stopped. Put David and Broderick off. But this morning, he knowed not stop. He kept going. Because you see, they come, pick up what they want. Doris, Samuel, or Elizabeth, they gonna take them back to Kirkwood tonight or this evening. So Doris, she carried them yesterday evening.
Things change fast, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Why, yes, it just seemed like just a little while ago that all the children were young,
mm-hmm.
playing around down there.
Now, that Sammy still have that noisy motorcycle?
Mm-hmm. But, you see, he ain't been able to make much noise. Sammy's sick. With his throat.
Oh.
And his tongue. You know, he had that there. He's supposed to see the doctor today. And the doctor might take his tonsils out.
Oh.
You know, when he had that bad spell last year, the doctor told him they was going to have to come out before he'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him from time to time he would have them spelled. And he told him, make the next spell you have, I'm going to take them out. So he got a appointment with the doctor today at 2 o'clock.
I saw Sammy working somewhere. Over the week.
He works at Winn-Dixie, but he ain't been able to work this week.
Where was it? Hey, we run into Sammy working.
Oh, he was over at the filling station one Sunday.
Hmm.
Orange Hill.
Oh, you want? Oh, that's right.
He was working on some of his own.
Working for that service station over there, selling gas.
Selling gas, Sammy. I don't know. I didn't
he
know.
Could have just been helping the boy that was running it.
Mm-hmm.
He was over there.
Who was L.C.?
Yeah.
L.C. worked there, I think.
Oh.
Something. Sammy was just over there with L.C.
I see.
Oh.
Well, that's the way that was.
I see. He just over there visiting with L.C.
That's right.
Helping him a little.
And helping him while he's there.
Miss Daisy, that had you noticed that pretty blockhouse going up over yonder?
Oh, what? To my George Mitchell place? Yes, it's beautiful. So if he'll clean right.
You think he will?
If he take a knowing, he will. Do it when he get ready.
He even got them blocks painted.
Mm-hmm.
Painted pink.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty.
Yeah.
But they got a lot more to do to it.
Oh, have they?
It don't look like they've done nothing inside, do it, Miss Martin?
No.
Oh, they're not ready to move in yet?
No, sir. Not yet. But the folks is working in there inside this moment.
That is carpenters they have hired?
Yes, sir. There's the carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
That hired there.
George not trying to do it all himself.
He ain't doing nothing.
Oh, he's not?
He's working in his farm. And the carpenter's working on his house.
Mm-hmm. He's not a carpenter.
Joe, he can do pretty good, but he can't build houses and gather vegetables. He got to let some of it go.
Oh, that's right. He's got he got to get them vegetables in.
That's right. They was cutting eggplants yesterday. I don't know what they're doing today.
Well,
what was that person told you about Shep? Somebody said.
If Shep hadn't have died, they never would have got that house. I didn't say nothing. But Shep didn't die to build that house. Shep died because he couldn't help himself. But he had this insurance, and it was to his parents. And when he died, well, the government give it to them. And that's the best place I see they could have put it.
Yeah.
In that house.
Yeah. If they could have had that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they raised all them brats over there just almost on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Where did they sleep? When they had all them children over there. No place.
How,
where did they sleep?
I couldn't tell you. Think about it. Yeah, think about it. And they had all them children over there. And when all them children out in the north, things come here to Shep's funeral, what did they do then? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what my granddaughter did. She come on home and stayed.
Yeah.
And I heard her say, now you see her mother, she had two or three of her grandchildren with her. And they come down. So I heard doctor say they'd spread a quilt down on the floor.
Yeah.
And lay the children down on a pallet. But she said, I told them I'm not going to lay on the floor. I'm going home and go to bed. That's what I'm going to do. So she did. She stayed home every night.
I've seen them back home in the country, or in town either, for that matter, do that same thing. Just spread a quilt out there. Children don't care.
Mm-hmm. I never could do much laying on the floor.
Oh.
I see folks too. Just stretch out there on the floor.
Yeah.
Sleep and grip. If I stretch it out there, I can't hardly get up.
When you were a little girl, though, you probably didn't.
Oh, yes, when I was a little girl, but not since. I've been a woman. I never could sleep on the floor. Now, my sister, she can lay right down there and sleep, just like she was in a bed.
And she's bigger than you are.
Mm-hmm. She enjoyed it. I tell her, I said, Lucy, why don't you get up off that floor? I said, I don't see how you can stay down there. She said, feels good to me. So that's why I stay down.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get up after a while and maybe I won't. I said, okay, take the set.
Yeah. How'd she get to be so much bigger than you are, Missy?
Not me, you don't know.
Well, your parents, were they bigger?
Well, most of my family's stout.
Yeah.
Now, there was two of us who were slim. Now, my sister out of me, we wasn't stout. Oh.
But you was the only ones in the family that was slim.
Slim. And I had another sister, Ida. She was slim. But the one next to me, she stopped. And my mother was stopped.
Was she?
And my aunt, she was stopped.
Oh, was she?
But my daddy, he was slim.
Was he? Well, you took after your daddy. You took after your daddy.
I guess so.
Yeah. What family was that where the... I can't think now. I can't think. Well, now Doris is pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
She bigger than you?
Doris? Yes, she bigger than me.
Well, she took after your mother then.
Yeah, she took back that, some of them.
Yeah.
Didn't get that from me.
Or Ben.
Hmm?
Or Ben.
No. Didn't get it from neither one of us.
Well, now you don't know what size Ben folks were.
No. I don't know nothing about his folks.
But your boys are small.
My boys.
Were they?
Yes, they so. Well, they show.
Yeah.
But they stout enough. But they show. They're no great big boys now. One of my boys. I don't know what he is now. I guess it's been 15 or 20 years since I've seen him. My baby boy, Jay, he showed.
But he stopped.
Yeah, he stopped. Jay just like his dad.
Oh, he is.
Oh, is he?
He just like his dad. He's just a little bit lighter than his daddy. He got ways just like his daddy. What was Bessie said the other day? He was down. She said, Miss Daisy said, Dan ain't dead till Jay died. Said, look at him.
Yeah.
Look how he walked. Look
how he walked
just, like him? Just like him. He ain't never been in a hurry, I don't reckon. I ain't never seen him in a hurry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his daddy's the same way.
That's right. Well, it don't pay you, Miss Daisy.
No.
I hope he don't have to get in a hurry.
So you don't have to get in a hurry.
I hope he don't.
Well, I think he could move a little faster than he do. Sometimes. You know, it's just like, I'm just like this. If I say, Jay, I want you to do so-and-so. Then he'll say, yes, and it'll only be 10 minutes before he get up. Then I don't like it like that, but I have to take it.
You forget what it is.
If you ask me to do something, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah. Well, now, is that the way he is about getting a hold of a little wood?
Wood? Yeah, if you ever get him started, don't take him long.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him wood to come move some wood for me now. But I don't know when I'll ever get it. I've got James trying to get him. He bees around that ball with that rock.
Oh,
so I told James, if he come over there, tell him to come around here. Yeah, I had a little wood I wanted him to move.
Yeah.
You see them folks trimmed up them trees down there?
Yeah.
A little good pile of wood, one big oak tree. Down they sawed some of them big limbs off and sawed it up and wood about like that.
And left it there?
Left it there. And he come up there to the house and asked me, did I want some wood? I said, yes, sir. I do. I said, but I don't have no more. He said, you don't have to have no more. Said, it's some good wood down there we sold up. We sold some big limbs off of that tree down there. He sold to the wood and said, you just have it. I said, well, I thank you. So I went down there after it was gone. It's nice wood, nice oak wood. Just ready for the stove.
Oh, really? Just ready for the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just look like they know about your stove, right?
So I don't know when I'll ever get them. You see, James ain't got no truck now. Did I get him to move it early in the morning?
And there's too much of it to just tote it up there?
Yes, it's too heavy, son. It's green.
Well, you take a stick at a time.
We give out. Some of them sticks I couldn't even tote.
Uh-huh. You'd get warmed up, you wouldn't have to burn the wood. Isn't that what you're saying?
That's right.
Miss Daisy, is Isaiah doing any good?
I reckon. I don't know. I ain't seen Isaiah this week.
Well, maybe he's working and doing all right now.
Maybe. I reckon he definitely told me he had to go to the doctor yesterday or the day before. Must have been the day before. She said he said he had to go to the doctor so the doctor could take the stitches out. So I haven't seen him.
Yeah, and you don't see J.R.?
No, I ain't seen J.R. this week.
Well, this little neighborhood's falling apart, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. It's falling apart.
Your neighbors moved in?
I think they got moved last week.
But they don't burn wood.
I don't know what they burn. I know Liza burnt wood.
Yeah.
Karen them burnt wood.
Yeah.
But I don't know what these folks are burnt.
And you don't see this fella up here with all the dogs.
With all the dogs.
Who? He stopped by the other day.
Who?
Arthur.
Yeah, he stopped by the house. I believe to yesterday. He got me to iron some. He said he was going to Georgia. I think he said he might go tomorrow. And he said he didn't have nothing to wear. Asked me what I was fixing, some shirts and some things. I told him, yeah. So he brought them Monday morning, and I washed them, dried them, and ironed them Monday. I didn't know when he was going to go, and when he needed them, that's enough. So he come yesterday evening and asked me, could he get him? I told him, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, you could have got him money. He said, I didn't want him that quick. I said, when you going? He said, Friday, I reckon, if I go. I don't know where he's going or not.
Yeah. And He can't wash for himself.
I don't guess so.
So he just has to hire it done.
And he don't do that much.
And he cooks for himself.
I guess so.
You didn't find out much from him, did you? Just as little time as you get. Just as little as you can. Yes, sir. Well, I hate to have to think about going up there. That boy, did he take your wash pot with him to fix it?
No. No, he just said nothing about it.
He just took you home?
He just said me home. And
go ahead
he
and get
talked a little while. He asked me how I was being getting along. I told him, I said, he's class. I said, he's getting good. He said, oh, I didn't know that. So I'm so sorry to hear about that. I said, he died of lead.
Did he go around and tighten up your railing?
I think he done tighten that railing. It ain't loose. Somebody's tightened.
Oh, really?
Well, that boy knows how to do things, Miss Daisy.
Yes, he knows.
He was coming up here last summer and stay all summer. But he got off on something else. He had a car wrecked.
Yeah.
Car got tore up, for one thing. And that interfered with my plans, because I was, you know, he's a good cop, and I'm not. But we could come around, you see, and put up shelves and... Mm-hmm. He could put in a fireplace.
Oh, I bet he could.
Yes. And he could also look around and get the bricks to use. That's the sort of fella he is. Mm-hmm. And once he thinks about it, starts on it, it don't take long.
No.
You take a fella like...
Well, was that his wife?
I never saw that lady before. All I know, her name is Barbara.
Barbara.
That's all I know about her.
She said they could have squeezed that pot in the car. She said they could have squeezed that pot in the car.
I don't see how that's going to do. I'm talking about without messing up things.
Wash pot.
They've had that car full of clothes. Nice, clean clothes.
Why, they could have put the pot there and put the clothes in the pot, miss.
No, they wouldn't have won.
Oh,
man.
Well, they put a little piece of paper in it. They just didn't have their mind on wash pots, Miss Davy.
No, that's nobody but me. Their mind on a wash pot. Well, I guess I better get home.
Well, I'll get him. I'll get after him sometime when he stops here. I'll get after him.
Okay.
Get that pot fixed.
Yes. Let me tell you, Mr. Davis, what I found out. I talked to a welder, and he said it would take all day to weld it. He said you have to weld it about an inch at a time and let it cool. Or else it would crack right in the same place. Now, let me tell you, I know there's an easier way to do it than that.
Oh, sure.
It don't take, it doesn't mean he had to work on it all day, but he'd have to work on it off and on. He could get him a piece of metal and pull that together and weld it two or three places there. And you see that? What do you call that spot welding?
Uh-huh.
You know, weld it solid. and that crack couldn't come back. And then he could put a little strip of that well there. Now, I talk like I know more than the welder, don't
I? You talk like you could do it.
Yeah, he sure does.
I enjoyed my little visit.
I don't want you to get your feet cold.
And I think they're going to get cold enough.
Because you got them good warm.
Yeah.
See if I've seen that apron before. I don't know where she has so many, guys.
It's wore out,
she said. Just got a pocket like the stuff that goes around.
They always got new clothes on.
I don't know where she gets them.
This ain't new. I ain't got on nothing new today.
How about that jacket?
It ain't new.
It ain't new, but I haven't seen it before.
She got her Sunday dress on, I know that.
Let me tell you, sometimes when she goes to Sunday school, I go down there and look at her wardrobe. She must have a bigger.
I know she does.